Cartel-connected Mexican border state governor threatens to fire staff caught at parties amid COVID-19. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on January 12, 2022. A cartel-connected Mexican border state governor is threatening to fire state employees caught at private social gatherings, claiming they contribute to the spread of COVID-19. The measure has been called illegal and hypocritical by rival politicians. This week, Nuevo León Governor Samuel García issued an order prohibiting employees from going to any gathering, social events, weddings, and parties under threat of sanctions and even termination regardless of position. According to García, the measure is justified by the recent spike in coronavirus cases. In the order, García claimed that the incline is linked to the relaxation of preventive measures during the recent holidays. García shared the document on social media, where he and his wife have a large following. García's move was quickly criticized by Mexican Congressman Waldo Fernández González from the nationally ruling Morena Party. Fernández claimed Mexican law did not give him the power to carry out such measures. Señor gobernador, usted no es emperador ni rey. No puede hacer lo que quiera con Nuevo León. Waldo Fernández, at FDZ Waldo, January 10, 2022. Mr. Governor, you cannot sanction anyone in your cabinet for going to a social gathering, Fernández said. You cannot do that because it is not in the law. You are not an emperor. In his video, Fernández also called out García for talking about people relaxing sanitary measures, while during the Christmas holidays, the governor went fishing in Cabo. You got married in the middle of the pandemic. I'm sure you did it keeping social distancing, Fernández said sarcastically. García is the nephew of a former Gulf cartel boss, and his family's wealth allegedly came from the embezzlement of his uncle's funds. García is also under a federal investigation for funneling illicit funds into his gubernatorial campaign. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.